by the county picking up 50%,
yes,
then that helps that. Okay, the HSA, are we going to do something similar, or are we going to leave it the way it is? Do you think that it will help when you go to explain to the employees at enrollment, will it help get more on the HSA after they understand how it works by them having a little bit more incentive of going into their savings account?
Well, that's what in the very beginning I asked, do we want to incentivize it, educate it, or do a combination of the two?
And that's where this came in. Do we want to do the same as we've done here, or do we want
to... You're talking about with the dependent contribution?
Yes.
We're already doing a dependent contribution if they go with that plan.
When they go to enroll, they're going to be given new data. They're going to be, you're going to be in...
Instead of it being 583 out of their checking account, or out of their check, their, for a family plan, instead of 583, it'll be minus the difference in the cost of the plan. So are you saying go ahead and put 583 towards it as opposed to whatever it actually comes up to be?
No.
Okay. So if you go with the HSA, that is $1,673 for the family. Subtract out what the county already pays for the employee, that's $1,096. Divide that by 2 is $548. So if you go with the HSA, the county will be paying the $577 towards your insurance. Currently, the difference between the two, which is $36, you said? And is that with the $2.50 fee? So that'd be $36 roughly that would go into your HSA account, minus $2.50 for the fee. And currently it's $32?
Currently it is $32.50.
I'm sorry, it'd be $33.50 that would go in? Because that's the difference between the two plans that we pay for the employee. If the employee selects to put their family on there, it'll cost the employee $548. So instead of $583, that would cost both the county and the employee, it's $548. That would cost both the county employee for the employee to choose to put their family on the plan. So it would behoove the county for more people to go onto that plan for multiple reasons. One being that's a better plan for employees to be on because it's technically a higher deductible even though the maximum out of pocket is less. So therefore it helps with the rates in the future. Cost and increases of insurance, and it also costs the county less to actually be on that plan, and then with the dependent care, it costs the county less for them to provide the same match percentage-wise for dependent care. So all that being said, do you want to educate the employee better where when it's a good fit for the employee that they would choose that plan, and if it's not a good fit, they won't choose that plan. Or we want to incentivize it for them to go on that plan.
And what can the county afford?
That is always one of the main questions and things to take into consideration. Also, having to look to the future, knowing that there's always been an increase in the way we've been doing it. So let's do something for the non users.
And
I think we've taken that step. If we want to incentivize even more, this is your... I pose the question again. Incentivize, educate, or combination between the two, or others. I assumed at the last meeting we left it, we did the contribution, and the employee on the HSA would get $33.50, which is the price difference between the two plans, and that we would going to, we had talked about having maybe a recorded meeting, and that way it could be shown multiple times to the employees, so they could be in different, you know, smaller group settings, and then have the ability to ask questions. So that was my assumption after the last meeting. So if something's different, which is fine, I'm just trying to figure out where we go from here. So Don, if you had that question, I'm sorry, but maybe it wasn't clear last week. Right? Maybe I just assumed you didn't think about the HSA question.
It was never voted on. Okay. It was discussed, and it went over to the other, and it was just left.
Okay. If it was left up in the air.
So, benefits person just needs direction from the commission of how to enter it for the home, for the health savings plan.
Which is the $33.50. My assumption is we're matching. I think that my assumption is we would match to the price difference between the two plans, yes. Now, not on the buy-up plan. The buy-up plan is only important. They have the option to buy it. My assumption. I think the question that's being posed is I think the question is are they wanting to be incentivized more? I don't know the answer. I'm trying to get an answer, like I've not gotten one. But I could be wrong. Maybe the question is do we even do the $33.50? Which then goes back to your point. I think that's a wrong move because then I don't know what the question is other than we need to give direction to
she needs to know if it's going to continue at the difference between the two plans or if there's going to be more of a incentive put in.
Okay, so we know what the question is. Do we want to incentivize, educate, or a combination of the two?
Mr. Schofield, what's your feeling?
Incentivize.
More than the existing.
Yep.
You have amount in mind?
I don't have I'm not on the family plan, but if I had a family, I would think that, I would want to increase that sum to, you know, I mean, like I said, it would incentivize me to put my family on it.
We're talking about the health savings plan.
Yes. I don't know, but that's a...
Don, not to put this on you, but if you interact with your employees, do you have a feeling on what a good balance would be to make it a... Do you have any input?
This was a first year doing it. I do not have a whole lot of input from the employees, but I do think what scares the employees is, you know, they usually have to do for the person out of pocket until they reach the courthouse. And so if their child had to go to the real estate or whatever, they're thinking, you know, I could be out $4,000 just like that. Even if they didn't reach the $4,000 max out of pocket, they're still thinking that's a lot of money out of their pocket, even with the current $390 per year. But, you know, again, I think if they understood it, then some of them realized we had it, even though we tried, but it's, I think it's almost a whole lot of direction for you this year because it was the first year we did it.
You think it's the emergency room that scares them, that one?
I think, obviously, that would probably be the most utilized as far as, you know, you have your doctor's visits, and that most utilized is most expensive all at once. If you go to the doctor and they're looking at 120 or whatever because you postulate, they're still going to have to be negotiated with the doctor's office where we go to, so it won't be the full cost. So at least you do have a $3,250 now to be able to make up some of that cost, so that's not so hard. But if you go to somewhere to do x-rays or something, that's a lot of money all at once out of the employee's pocket.
One county explained to me, like if I, instead of charging the normal x-ray, they charge what they would charge the insurance company. Is that the way you understand? Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing on the emergency room?
It is. Just you have to negotiate rates between your in-network facilities. So that should be the same, yes. So if you did an x-ray in the ER, it would be the negotiated rate for the one cost of that x-ray.
Mm-hmm. If I'm on the health savings plan mm-hmm. with the county. Okay.
So on the other two plans, you have an ER rate of $200. So I go into the ER and I know my family ER is going to pay $200. But on the whole state, I could potentially spend $4,000 to go to the ER.
But once you hit the $4,000, you're done. Whereas with the other plans, it's $6,500. So again, it is a benefit. It's the right plan for some employees, and it's not the right plan for other employees.
Right now, if I go to the emergency room and I don't haven't done anything the first of the year, do I not pay the $200 right out of my pocket? That's what I was thinking I did. I thought I had done that. Okay. So really, that part's no different, is it? Whether I'm on the health savings plan or if I'm on...
You're paying the bill.
The cost. No, but if I go to the emergency room, I thought that was the thing.
There's no
calculation.
Yeah, I'm going to pay. But if, as an employee just right now, under the insurance we have, the one, if I go to the emergency room and I don't have anything else, am I not going to pay the $200 right then? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Okay.
And the HSA, yeah, you still pay the bill. It's not too, there is no copay on HSA. Now there is on.
But is there on
that, on prescription.
Our plan right now?
The base plan, the buy-up plan, you have your $200 copay.
Okay. I think we're saying it, but we keep repeating this like I'm not. So right now, if I don't have any other expenses, I haven't met my deductible.
What plan?
Copay. Just the basic plan. If I go to the emergency room, okay. So if I go to the emergency room right now, just on the county, the plan that most are on, I'm going to pay $200 to go to the emergency room. If I'm on the health savings plan and I go to the emergency room, I'm going to pay $200.
No, you're
going to
pay 100% of that cost
of the $4,000. Oh, I'm not going to get at the emergency room if they do an x-ray in the...